الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: الذين يقولون ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار، الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار، شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط، لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the muttaqeen. And what was His promise to the muttaqeen? His promise was جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, that for the muttaqeen lies by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gardens at the bottom of which rivers flow, and they are going to remain there in forever. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the current verse that we have recited, Allah gives now a description of this muttaqeen. Who are the muttaqeen? They are men who say, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا, that O our Lord, indeed we have brought iman. Bringing iman means bringing iman in Allah, bringing iman in the book of Allah, bringing iman in the messengers and in whatever iman demands and dictates. So bringing iman in all of that. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, and then they say, forgive our sins for us and save us from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. Then there are those people who are steadfast, as-sabirin. As-sabirin means they are steadfast in doing acts of ta'at, acts of obedience, and they are patient and steadfast in staying away from muharramat, acts of disobedience, ma'asi, sins, was-sadiqeen, and they are truthful. Truthful in whatever they say, whatever they profess of iman, their faith, and whatever they proclaim, they are true in their word. Wal-qanitin, and they are devoted in their worship to Allah. Wal-munfiqeen, and in all the avenues, in all the good avenues, good causes for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they spend their wealth. Wal-mustaghfirina bil-ashar, and at pre-dawn, they make istighfar, they seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the description of the muttaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly mentions here in this verse. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bears witness that there is no ilah, there is no deity illa hu, except Allah. The malaika also bear witness to this fact that there is no ilah except Allah. وَأُولُوا الْعِلْمِ, those who are given knowledge, the ulama also bear witness to this fact that there is no ilah but Allah. قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ, all of them uphold this justice. Al-Qist means this justice that there is no ilah but Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates the same message, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, that listen, there is no ilah, there is no deity except He Allah, Al-Aziz, the All-Powerful. It means Al-Ghalibu ala amrihi, whose ways prevail all the time. Al-Hakim, the one who is wise in whatever he does. Then Allah says, Inna deena indallahi al-Islam, that listen, the deen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is accepted is Al-Islam. There is no other deen that will be accepted by Allah. In another verse Allah says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ, whoever desires to follow any other religion other than Islam, that religion will never be accepted from him. Then Allah says, why do you see the Ahl al-Kitab, the Jews and Christians, why do they differ amongst themselves? Allah says, the knowledge had come to them, but there's one reason why they have differed amongst themselves and they have broken up into different sects and into different groups. Allah says, وَمَخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمِ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ, that those who are given the book, namely the Jews and Christians, they have not differed amongst themselves and then broken up into different groups and sects, except after the fact that true knowledge had come to them of the truth. They knew very well that Quran is haq, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true prophet, but they have differed بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ, out of rivalry and jealousy that was found among themselves. Jealousy and rivalry that was found amongst themselves. Basically, it was all for in pursuit for the dunyawi gains. They had dunyawi motives behind them. That is why they did not believe in Islam. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, so Allah plainly says, clearly says, whoever disbelieves now in the ayat of Allah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ, that person should remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swift in reckoning. Allah is swift in taking account. فَإِنْ حَاجُّوكَ فَقُلْ أَسْلَمْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّهِ وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِ, If they have to come to you and argue with you, and they have to quarrel and fight with you, then simply say to them that I and my followers, we have already submitted ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask them, have you done the same? وَقُلْ لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْأُمِّيِّينَ أَأَسْلَمْتُمْ. Ask them, have you submitted? فَإِنْ أَسْلَمُوا. If they have submitted, فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. Then they will also receive their guidance. But remember, if they have to turn away, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ. Your job and your mission in this world is to convey unto them the message. You cannot force somebody to accept. Your job is just to pass on the message. Hidayah is in the hand of Allah. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. After all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware. He is watching His bondsmen. He is watching His servants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Hidayah to one and all.